It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And today, Mary Gilbert from the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, has run into the studio. Mary, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kyle. I'm excited to be back in the studio.
Yeah, and it's been a couple weeks. We've talked to you other places, but you're back here today, but you're not here for long because you're headed to the fairgrounds pretty quick.
Yeah, this is one of the events at the fairgrounds that I get most excited about. And it's the Umpqua Valley Home Builder Show, and it's happening this weekend, starting today.
And I know everybody is out there getting ready right now. We just talked to Daniel Prey a few minutes ago from there. What are you going to be doing out there over the weekend?
Yeah, so our team's going to be out there. We're going to be talking with homeowners, potential homeowners, just about, you know, owning a home. And this weekend, there's a lot of cool things, and we're going to be helping people find out the top 10 remodeling projects for your home. So if you're thinking about doing some projects, this might help you out and check out, you know, anyone to go see.
So you've got special presentation times then, right?
Yeah. So actually, today we are out there from 3:30 is today's episode. And then we are on again tomorrow at 1:30.
All right. So people can come out there. And is that going to be at your booth or is that nearby?
Yep. So that's going to be at our booth. And if you missed those presentations, we're also... We also have the presentation, the reports that we can deliver to you, we can share with you, and we'll have the reports at our booth that we can talk to anyone about. So,
wow, some essential information for anybody, considering a remodel. A lot of people are thinking about that this time of year. Can you tell us more about that, about the study from the National Association of Realtors?
Yeah, so the National Association of Realtors, they did a report in 2022 called the Remodeling Impact Report. And basically what they did was they looked at all the different home improvements that people did, and they looked at the percent of return on the value that you got. So this report's all about the highest return on value for specific improvements, but then it also looks at the home improvements that you do that give you the greatest joy factor. So sometimes maybe you just want to do something because you're going to enjoy living in it and having it in your home.
So you've got the report there. What kinds of things do you want to tell people about?
Yeah, so on this, what we're going to be talking about today is the top 10 remodeling projects for resale. So this is based on that home remodeling impact report. And we're going to start with the top return, hardwood flooring refinish. It has 147% return. I think when people are looking at homes, they love to walk into a house and go, oh my gosh, these hardwood floors are immaculate. I won't have to spend any money to get them that way.
Yeah, no, that can make a big difference. Plus, you can get them super clean.
Yep. And then next on the list is new wood flooring, 118% of return. I know this is very common. We have a lot of homeowners that are sensitive now about indoor air quality, so they're wanting to get rid of their carpet.
Yeah, good idea. What else is near the top of the
list?
Yeah,
roofing, 100% return. Definitely, this is a big ticket item and will help the resale of your house.
And what about insulation?
Yeah, insulation upgrades. I think people don't think about this, but when a house is well insulated, it just makes it a lot more comfortable to live in. It's also a lot more energy efficient. So that's 100% return on investment. The next one that has 100% return on investment is garage doors with 100%. So this helps your curb appeal.
Yeah, well, exactly. And right now, there are some neat designs I see as I'm around the area that didn't used to be out there. You know, real artsy looking. I mean, garage doors used to be garage doors. Now there's a whole artistic element to them, and it really does make a big difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you come to our booth, you're going to see we have the vendors next to us. We have a garage door vendor. Their display is amazing, and so is this landscaping vendor right next to us.
Wow. And let's see, what else is high on the list?
Yeah. So basement conversion to living area, that's 86%. If you want to upgrade the siding on your home and put fiber cement siding, that's an 86% return on investment. Closet renovations are also on the top 10 list, along with vinyl siding, complete kitchen renovations, and attic conversions to living areas.
And those complete kitchen renovations, I mean, you have to really think through because you can spend a lot of money on that.
Yeah. You can spend a lot of money, and I know there's going to be vendors at the fairgrounds this weekend that can help you with that.
All right. A lot of good ideas there. Anything else from that report?
Well, you know, I would say stop by our booth and get a copy of this report. There's a lot of information in it, more than just what we briefly went over today, but good timing to present. Check this out along with the home show.
All right, let's talk about what's happening in real estate around the area this week.
Yeah, so we've got a couple of new listings, 415 Apollo Court, 259.9. That's a three-bedroom, one-bath house in Winston, 1,088 square feet. Hard to find house under 275, and this was built in 1974. 1994. So good buy there. We'll see how long that lasts on the market. And moving over to the west side, this is a popular area of Roseburg, 2834 West Bradford Avenue, three bedroom, one bath, 1,100 square feet, another house under 300,000 at 299.9.
Yeah, and that one goes back to 1952. It's got a great look to it. And some people, that's the size you need. You don't need more room, so why spend more money?
Exactly, and it's got a lot of parking in the driveway. And then we go to Southeast Roseburg, 1854 Southeast Giles. This is a 1,927 square feet, built in 1967, just came on the market yesterday, listed for $319,000. This is actually a duplex. So both units are three bedrooms, one bathroom with a single car garage. So if you have not heard of something called house hacking, this is something like if you're a buyer, you could actually buy this home. If you weren't previously qualified for 319, the lender would use the rental income of one of the units to qualify you for a higher purchase price. So basically, you can buy this as an owner-occupant and use the income from the rental to qualify for the loan.
Wow, great strategy, and it really doesn't look like a duplex. So it's got a great look to it.
Yeah, it's got a big, nice yard, too, so room for lots of things to do there.
Now, I see kind of a unique fixer property on the edge of town.
Yeah, so this is out in Melrose. Melrose is popular. Check this out. 19.77 acres in Melrose off Becker Road. This is a 1930 fixer. It's listed for $380,000. Three bedroom, two bath, 1,200 square feet. It has two wells, septic system in place. You can start over or work with what's there, but $380,000 in Melrose with improvements, that's probably something to go check out.
And I know you've got some in Sutherland as well.
Yeah, 5878 Nonpareil Road. This house has been updated. Although it's 1969, it's got that fresh look. It looks like it has a new roof, fresh paint, fresh windows. Three bedroom, two and a half bath on 5.5 acres for $760,000. And it's also got an attached garage and a 36 by 40 shop.
And I see another one out here in Sutherland as well.
Well, yeah, this is a recent sale in Sutherland, 212 Nicholas Court on a quarter of an acre, three bedroom, two bath, 1,300 square feet. It sold for $374,500. It was only on the market for 3 days.
Wow, and isn't that right by Ford's Pond?
This is, yeah, they're, well, close to Creeks. Actually, it's on the east end of Sutherland.
Oh, okay.
Closer to Cooper Creek.
All right, perfect. And what about, well, let's see, you've got another one in Sutherland here.
Yeah, so this was kind of interesting. This is in that Fairway Estates neighborhood. It's a gated community. This is an attached townhome, so a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, 2,253 square feet, sold for $380. So kind of shows you can get a house with a lot of square footage, low-maintenance yard for $380.
And another one that just sold up on Rocky Drive.
Yeah, so this is interesting. Three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, 1,824 square feet, 1,699 Northeast Rocky Drive, sold for $446,500.
Wow. So a lot of things on the market. And I know you've got the home show this weekend. Do you have folks out doing open houses as well?
We do have an open house scheduled on Oak Valley Loop in on Sunday from 1:30 to 3:30. That's a gorgeous house with a swimming pool, so, and fresh, a lot of fresh updates.
Wow, and fresh updates are always cool. Now, again, you're out at the home show this weekend, and you're there all weekend long, right?
Yep, Friday, we're here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so stop by. We've got the home remodeling report. You can also see us at our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg.
And it really seems like just ahead of spring here. I mean, March is tomorrow. This is really an exciting time to be following real estate.
It's very exciting. Time to get in there, see what's going on. Time to spruce up the yard and have some fun at the home show this weekend.
All right. Along with stopping by, what's the phone number to get connected with you guys?
Yeah. You can always give us a call at 541-371-5500.
All right. Mary Gilbert, Local Real Estate Today, wrapping up the morning report. It is 9 o'clock.